Medical Center, I'll ring computer medicine.
Blood pressure is dropping, 100 over 60.
Medical Center, Dr. Lockyer, report to cardiac over there.
Increase the hydrocortisone.
Red blanket. Red blanket.
It's a massive pulmonary embolus.
Ringing cardio care unit.
Carbon tetrachloride poison.
Start cardiac massage.
Aortic stenosis with probable insufficiency.
Dr. Horowitz, staff.
All right. We're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here, our second hour on Thursday, the 15th of June. The prep tip today is to inspect all your foot gear, summer foot gear, winter foot gear, and socks. I recommend merino wool socks, whether it's 10 degrees below zero or 110 above. I wear them all year long. My feet stay comfortable all year long, and yours will also. Merino wool socks. Get good quality foot gear. Don't get the cheap stuff from Walmart. They won't hold up. They'll fail you. The cheap shoes will fail you when you need them the most. We have patient Wayne Green and my friend Dr. Lynn Horowitz. Dr. Horowitz, I like to refer to, and we get some extraneous noise there, a man with his brain on fire. About 24 plus websites this man has. We give out a few of them, get people started. Listen carefully. Here they are. The most recent one, the newest one, waronwethepeople.net. Then we have 528radio.com. I like to listen to it while I'm working. Great music. Next is judicialcorruptionnews.com. Then place I do some shopping, healthyworldstore.com. Then revolutiontelevision.net. And finally, medicalveritas.org. Good morning, Doctor.
Good morning, John. Great to join you.
Well, sir, good to have you with us as always. Of course, the big news this week was something hasn't happened in the 250-plus years of our republic, a former U.S. president being indicted on federal criminal charges. It's very humiliating to lower us to the status of Venezuela or Haiti or some place like that where third-world dictators routinely imprison their political opposition. It's very humiliating, I think. What do you think, Doctor?
I think it's grossly disgusting, frankly. I'm appalled. The injustice, the two-tier system. Again, I can't even conceive of the fact that Trump had let Hillary go, had let Biden go. Basically, from the very get-go, there was such corruption surrounding Biden. And Hillary Clinton, I couldn't believe it, that she was in prison. So I'm just appalled. I think that he certainly had his hands full. And, you know, I voted for Trump. The likelihood is if that is the Republican candidate, I'm going to vote for him again. But frankly, I'm disgusted, totally disgusted, because I had alerted him, actually. I had alerted the White House. I had been in contact with Drugemeier, who's chief science director for the Trump White House, and the administration was investigating COVID origin. So I had input initially a very definitive work that was picked up by CIA. And I know that for sure because CIA had, there are some white hats in CIA. And apparently at least one white hat took my work and all around the internet. It was very popular, and it was exposing the fact that it was a lab origin, and it was involving Fauci's organization. I was the first one that did that, and so that was on February 7th, 2020, that was. And if you remember, we really didn't find out anything until kind of like mid-January. It started to be rumors about this China virus. Et cetera, et cetera. I had already gotten the intelligence concerning the lab origin in regard to the mutation of the AIDS virus envelope genes, the GP120 receptor sites, the spike protein In other words, the bioweapon, the advanced function bioweapon operation. And so I alerted Drogemeyer, and I said, you know, this is extremely urgent because, you know, you have millions of people and that's unfolding. And CIA picked it up and sent it around, interestingly enough. And then after that, just President Trump left office, I sent a memo. It was an urgent memo saying, you're on your way out. They're going to take you out unless you do one last thing. You need a military coup. You need to assemble military officials and actually do a coup to take over from deep state. And that's your last option. You don't have any other options. Now, of course, my recommendations went or neglected. And now we're faced with this situation. It is disgusting, despicable, the manner in which they're taking out America, the Constitution, the freedoms that we hold so dear. Such great, you know, basically working your way up to something. That's this country. And that's why it's so popular. And to see it be degenerated to this extent with the state-controlled media totally manipulating the public's mind. This is cognitive warfare. John, I've said on your program at least a half, listen, you have to diagnose before you treat. And in diagnosis, the root word means to see through to the root of the disorder. And I'm still appalled that nobody is diagnosing it. Truly, the diagnosis is cognitive warfare. The degeneration of the United States of America from within, that's the objective of warfare. It's all a psychological operation, and people engaged in a hypnotic trance state, a virtual hypnotic trance state, that's watching ABC, CBS, CNN, MS, Bill Gates' lying station. Basically, this is despicable to see human behavior being manipulated and social engineering degenerating to the point where chaos, again, this is part of a plan. I'm disgusted, although I should be celebrating. You know, a part of me is despicable, it's beyond words. But the other part of me should be celebrating, and we should be celebrating the fact that putting out the book, we're witnessing the end times, Babylon falling, and this democratic controlled deep state beast, satanically possessed criminal psychopaths operating this mind war going down. But I don't see it yet going. I'm troubled, at, like most Americans are. The polls have come out, you know, and I don't trust any polls anymore. But the polls are the consensus is that no Americans or the Americans election system anymore. It was so rigged. It was the last election was complete. Everybody saw it. It really been done to change it. Instead, Tucker Carlson gets. This is, what do you think?
Well, Doctor, the last peaceful way to end this would have been Mike Pence putting on hold certifying the election. There was plenty of evidence that that needed to be done. I don't know if Pence was promised something or threatened with something, but it was his responsibility certify the election as being a true and accurate election. And the evidence was already, even at that early stage, the election had taken place the first Tuesday in November, so we had all November, all December, 2 months to reveal the improprieties that had taken place. Pence did not do the right thing. I was hoping that he would. In fact, I made a $100 bet with a local businessman that Pence would do the right thing. I lost, obviously. So, That left President Trump with the option of staging a military coup, which obviously he didn't exercise that either. If President Trump serves another term, I hope he's learned from his mistakes, hiring people like Mike Pompeo, who was a wolf in sheep's clothing, and all the others that were really deep state people that he should not have trusted in those positions. It'll be a whole new ball game if he gets reelected. And, of course, my big beef with President Trump is he needs to come clean on the vaccines. He's still publicly supporting the vaccines. Is he doing it because he really believes it, or are they threatening to murder his children? I simply don't know. But I regard these vaccines, these COVID vaccines, as the worst crime in recorded human history, continuing to take place in every city and community in the United States to this day, including children, are getting these harmful, poisonous vaccines. I agree with you. I'd probably vote for President Trump also, but I'm not going to give him the level of support that I did before because of his stance on the vaccines, unless that changes. The Republic's in very serious trouble, don't you think, Doctor?
Yeah, John, thank you for sharing that you spoke from my heart as well as yours. That was powerful, and we're on the same page exactly on every issue. I likewise had Pence pegged as a deep state agent right from the get-go, and I saw Trump surrounding himself with deep state officials, and likewise with his hiring of Fauci. I mean, that was just disgusting. It was so obviously so. So, yeah, I'm on the same page, and I don't really know what he can do about it at this point. I don't have a crystal ball on this one. I really don't. It's just really up in the air. He's got so much baggage because of those people that he has in the past surrounded himself. And I likewise pray that he's learned his lessons. But again, look at how powerful and extended the agents are. They're infiltrated in every system. Now imagine the fact that any organization, whether it's political or it's just a consumer activist organization, that gains any status and power in the media, they're instantly infiltrated. And I think, you know, the subject of the FBI it's a classic example. You know, it's ridiculous to consider America as being systemically racist. Why is it ridiculous? It's because the deep state FBI's intelligence organizations took over the Ku Klux Klan. They never put it out of business. They infiltrated, just like they do every single time for every organization that has any power. They infiltrate, and it's consistent with the Lenin communist theology that, you know, to basically win wars, you have to control your opposition. And the best way to control your opposition is to either create your opposition or infiltrate your opposition. And that's what the FBI has done from the get-go. How anybody, given this history, could have trusted the FBI and the agents and agencies that Trump was supposedly responsible for hiring these menaces to society is just, it's beyond my comprehension as an intelligent human being. I can't wrap my head around it. My intellect does not permit this level of stupidity.
Well, I've worked with men like President Trump, with that type of personality. Let's take Mike Pompeo, for example, the head of the CIA during Trump's administration. Pompeo had a very detailed psychological profile of President Trump, probably done by the CIA. And he knew how to congratulate President Trump, give Trump very indications that Pompeo respected him, thought that he was smart and very virulent, a tough guy, a smart guy. And apparently he did this almost every time he was around President Trump, according to the White House insiders. And others, I'm sure, did the same thing in order to ingratiate themselves with President Trump, take advantage of President Trump's unique personality that seeks that kind of flattery. Hopefully President Trump has learned from that and will avoid those mistakes in the future. He needs advisors that are patriotic, smart Americans who will give him good advice based on reality, not based on the agenda of the deep state. It's a tremendous undertaking, and Tucker Carlson did a good job of outlining why when President Trump became the enemy. It was during the nomination process. He made a statement that Saddam Hussein had no weapons of mass destruction, was not our enemy, and we didn't need to go to war against him. That was the moment he became the enemy of the deep state. And I agree with that, don't you, Doctor?
Yeah, you know, another party I would add is William Barr. It was just obviously so from the get-go, his previous history, his involvements, and that he would be so close to the president. And I agree with you. I think that was a personality flaw that enabled his manipulation. And I pray those lessons. I can't imagine that he wouldn't have. The way he's speaking now, I think, I applaud it. It's finally closer to the whole truth, nothing but the truth, that shall set America free, back on a track of, again, recovery. This is a look at this deep state organization as a racketeering enterprise. And I'm pleased with the progress in the House and the Republican senators who bought out and basically bribed to continue the undermining. I'm pleased that we're beginning to have open discussions about the bottom, the intelligence agents, how the Bidens particularly, day on SGT report, and I went into lengthy detail about my own personal financial loss of property intertwined with the Bidens' corruption in Burisma. It's making headlines now. All of a sudden now, you know, the main bribery scheme involving Burisma is front and center again. And I've been looking at this not only just as an intelligence analyst or a researcher, but basically as literally a defendant defending my property that was stolen by the same mob that has basically bribed the Bidens. I mean, I'm actually blown out at my involvement. You know, God puts us into these strangest places to teach certain lessons and to carry us through to basically a wonderful life in love with God and in love with God's service to humanity and the children. It's an amazing thing how the Creator has worked in my life. And I'm sure it sounds, from what I know of you, likewise, John, you know, yes. We've been blessed to have revelation that most people don't have. And, you know, I praise you and honor the fact that you are out there every day telling the truth that nobody's really telling. Or very few people are telling.
Very few. The alternative media reaches maybe 5% of the American public would be optimistic, quite frankly, unless you expand that to Tucker Carlson as being alternate media. His audience is massive. I agree with probably 95% of what Tucker says. He gets it wrong occasionally, but it's hard to be 100% accurate. And Tucker Carlson has been a thorn in the side of the establishment for several years, hasn't he?
Yeah, and I frankly applaud Tucker Carlson for where he's come. If you remember,
Hold on, Doctor. We'll continue this discussion.
Okay, sure.
We'll be right back.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Governor DeSantis is officially in the presidential race. I'm Peter Serafin with another Liberty Minute. DeSantis used to be a pretty cookie-cutter Republican. Since the Wuhan flu pandemic, he seems to have leaned pretty hard into the MAGA conservative camp. I don't know if he actually grew up to be a conservative or if he's just acting like one for political gain. But either way, I have a couple of suggestions for him. Embrace your youth. We the people are tired of octogenarian politicians. If you want to have any chance of winning the primaries, you're going to have to win over a significant number of Trump supporters. And one way might be to promise when you're elected, you'll pardon Trump and put an end to the years of tax-funded investigations. And if you have become more conservative over time, admit that. Make a public statement about your beliefs when you were in the House and how they've changed. I'm not leaning toward any candidate yet. I want all of the candidates to fight for the nomination. And I want the best candidate to win. And if you own firearms, get the most affordable carry insurance on the market and save another 10% by using code LIGHTHOUSE at protectwithbear.com. Find more commentary at liberty-lighthouse.com. And until next time, Sivas Pashem, Parabellum.
Did you know the IRS publicly admits that income tax is collected by voluntary compliance? Get the information you need to help you avoid income tax with these five easy steps. All you have to do is go to avoidincometax.com to get your five easy steps on how to avoid the IRS income tax. Escape the IRS. Let avoidincometax.com help you. We guarantee our five easy steps or your money back. Go to avoidincometax.com.
But I'd like to ask each of you what it is you value so highly that you are willing to fight and possibly die for. We will call that Texas. The Mexican army hopes to lure us into attempting escape. Almost anything seems better than remaining in this place, penned up. If, however, we force the enemy to attack, I believe every one of you will prove himself worth 10 in return. We will not only show the world what patriots are made of, but we will also deal a crippling blow to the Army of Santa Ana.
If anyone wishes to depart, under the white flag of surrender, you may do so now. You have that right.
But if you wish to stay here with me in the Alamo, we will sell our lives dearly.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. The Father's Day sale energy claim is in effect right now until midnight the 19th at thelibertyman.com. Visiting with Dr. Lynn Horowitz. Listen carefully to all these websites. Here we go. War on WeThePeople.net. That's his newest one. Next one I listen to while I'm working is 528radio.com. Then we have judicialcorruptionnews.com. Next is healthyworldstore.com. Then revolutiontelevision.net. And finally, medicalveritas.org. Doctor, let's continue where you left off, sir.
Yeah, well, again, it's just that untrustworthiness of the people that Trump surrounded himself. And, you know, we do pray that he's learned some serious lessons. But again, it's so insidious, the manner in which CIA operatives and double agents worm their way in to every organization. They have thousands and thousands of agents, you know, and they're in such control of intelligence and information that's being output to the public. I'm dealing with an issue right now. I'm astonished, but I shouldn't be. You know, this is what they do. You know, we've talked about how important 528 is in my career, my life, my research. And again, I go back to the Bible, Isaiah 22:22 and Revelation 3:6-8. It's the key of the house of David that we're talking about when I talk about 528. Well, gee whiz, if you start to do a search now, over the last 6 months over the internet, I've watched Central Intelligence infiltrate the entire industry. And there's so much disinformation now that surrounds what's called 432 versus 528. See, the 432, they promoted as the alternative, basically as a diversion off of the 528 frequency in order to undermine and smear me and smear 528. It's just unbelievable the power that they wield over mass media and big tech. And this is what now we're engaged in. The context in which our society is operating is all controlled. It's all under mind control, or what's called cognitive warfare. And until we do what Jesus had said, you've got to come out of her, my people, lest ye be infected by her insanity, hypocrisy, and plagues. You've got to come out of that. Now that requires the miracle, actually the miracle 528 frequency. That is the key that opens the doors to love. Look at the most loving chapters, loving book of the Bible. It's the book of Psalms. King David wrote it. It was in total love with the Creator, albeit he was a sinner, but yet he was in complete love with the Creator. And this is what we need. We need the miracle of, and that's the do, re, mi. Do, re, mi. Fa, sol, la, ti, do comes from the original solfeggio, musical scale. The third note, the mi note, is miracle note. It's the miracle note. In the section of the Bible where it's encoded, and in 1998, Dr. Paleo from Jesus, in a revelation and a vision, Jesus showed Joey the encrypted section of the Bible in the book of Numbers, chapter 7, verses 12 through 83. In the verse numbers is the encryption, and that means that that was added by the Levitical priesthood working with the scribes that created the original Bibles from the Greek Septuagint. And that verse, those verse numbers lay out every six of those verses have the same verse numbers. And actually, the same verse text. And it's all about the gold. The gold offering to the temple, to the highest of high sources of intelligence and law. That's the metaphor for the gold offering to the temple in this section of the Bible. Every six verses it repeats, and it's all the gold. The gold is the 528. It's the gold. Now look at what they're doing. Totally assigning troops of trolls to go online and smear and completely degenerate the intelligence that I've been outputting for the last quarter century.
Well, I'm not surprised. When you know you're over the target and you're taking a flak, no surprise at all, Doctor. We got a break. Call number is 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Mr. Sandman.
Dear Liberty Man, my aches and pains are making it hard for me to sleep at night. Ugh, what's a girl to do? Signed, Sleepless in St. Louis.
Dear Sleepless, I recommend Energy Cleaner. The Energy Cleaner transmits a healing electrostatic signal to every cell in your body, flushing out toxins, relieving pain, aiding with sleep. The Energy Cleaner is sold exclusively at my website, thelibertyman.com, and Sleepless, there's a bonus. Signed, The Liberty Man.
Thanks to the Energy Cleaner, I'm sleepless no more. And let's just say there's plenty more going on in my bedroom than dreams and snoring. I've got to go. He's at the door.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for Hemp Paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
My website is thelibertyman.com. I'll be speaking at the next Red Pill Expo. And getting a little echo there. The Red Pill Expo in Des Moines, Iowa, the second weekend of August, August 12th and 13th. Details and tickets available at thelibertyman.com. Check out the COVID section at thelibertyman.com. Hundreds of articles and videos by world-class scientists and doctors, including Dr. Michael Yaden, former vice president at Pfizer, former director of medical research, who says, in no uncertain terms, that the COVID vaccines are meant to hurt and kill people. Last but not least, the Energy Cleaner Father's Day sale is in effect right now until midnight the 19th. $25 off Energy Cleaners, 25% off mattress pads. Visiting with Dr. Lynn Horowitz. Doctor, we have an extra half hour today if you would like to stay with us.
Sure, John. Thank you.
Okay. Doctor, beginning tomorrow, I have a new weekly guest. That would be the county coroner of Texas County, Missouri. Her name is Marie Lassiter. She's the author of three books, a couple of dozen peer-reviewed papers. And she confirmed last week that there's been a 40% increase in all-cause morbidity beginning June 2021. Doctor, this, there's no precedence. The bubonic plague in the Middle Ages, the Spanish flu in 1918, there's no recorded incident of this in this country or any other country that I'm aware of this number of deaths being caused. Are you aware of any other incident where this morbidity has been seen this percentage increase, Doctor?
No, I haven't, John, and I think that this is just predicting what the future is going to be. Did you mention June 20th, 2021?
June of 2021 is when this began, right?
June 20th is my birthday.
I may have said the 20th, but I just meant June as that month. But well, you got a birthday coming up. Fantastic.
I do. Yeah, no, I'm concerned about, as I have been since 1996 with the publication of Emerging Viruses, with the recombinants. Again, I've mentioned so many times on this show, the splicing of these viruses in labs creates unstable mutagens. They're virtually mutants that are very unstable because they haven't gone through millennia of maturation in order to stabilize. So the splices, where they're spliced together, they separate and they take on additional genetic information from various other bacteria or viruses. And that's what hospitalized me when I got exposed to the spike protein antigen, and in my body was Haemophilus influenza, just like everybody has Haemophilus influenza in the respiratory tract. And suddenly now I had a mutant of a very, very strong pathogen of the Haemophilus influenza recombinant with COVID-19. And so this is what sent me to the hospital, almost killed me there. But the concern I've had since 1996 with the first publication of Emerging Viruses is that we're going to see additional mutants. And all the flus, what makes people think that the flus that we're witnessing over the last quarter century haven't been recombinants of laboratory viruses that have been loosed? I mean, it's almost common sense. In fact, you have to presume, given the facts. In law, you make presumptions based on facts, and it gives you probable cause to even indict parties. Well, guess what? There's no evidence that the flus today are like normal flus of yesteryear. They're probably all recombinants. And now the threat for supposedly they're claiming China, and this is all, again, a diversion because it's globalization that's overseeing everything, and the banksters that are controlling my United States and the West are also controlling the East and China. So their plan is to depopulate so many people that what you're talking about, 40% increase in mortality rates, is nothing compared to what's on tap. And this is, again, consistent with the book of Revelation. These end times, we're expecting to have massive carnage, just massive. So let's say you have a recombinant of H5N1, the bird flu, with COVID-19. They're already giving you the other day, it was actually 2 weeks ago, the World Health Organization, Bedros, had come out with the fact that the likelihood, the greatest risk to civilization at this point includes these recombinants from Ebola and Marburg. Both of those viruses were lab creations. I go into that in detail. They were literally shipped. The Marburg virus, the mother of Ebola, was shipped to Litton Bionetics Labs. I have the government contracts that I've reprinted in the book. The recombination of COVID-19 spreading right now with Marburg, Ebola, or H5N1 that kills about 60% of the people it infects, this is real. And this is not making the news. And just like everything else that's most substantial in saving lives is being neglected, including the treasonous, outrageous operations of the Biden crime family. And the cartel. This is treasonous. and minimally seditious. They should have been brought to court a long time ago. They should have been indicted a long time ago. Anyway, it goes back to the FBI's being corrupt. But the level of corruption involves this issue of lab virus recombinants that are the greatest threat. And until we put people like Fauci in jail, they deserve the electric chair. Completely, they deserve the electric chair for killing millions of people. And I agree with you. We've never seen anything like this in the history of civilization. You know, we did. We had the extermination of the Native Americans with the smallpox-laced blankets that was done intentionally. We had anthrax that was spread. You know, it killed hundreds of thousands of people, but we've never seen millions of people. And now they're talking about depopulating billions.
That's right.
7 out of 8 of us are supposed to die, according to Bill Gates's plans for reducing population from about 7 billion to 500 million.
That's
so
right.
Anyway,
that's
John,
the plan.
Deep cucka here.
Yes, sir. We are. We had a call on hold. We got John in Texas. Good morning, John.
Bear with me.
You're on here, John. Let's go.
I'm here. I have a question concerning the coup situation. You know of Stan Johnson? He's been getting prophetic word, what he says are prophetic words from different people, that in fact there would be a coup attempt or a coup which would temporarily restore the republic, as they said, but then that would be the beginning of the fall of America and the beginning of, a sudden attack by Russia and China against the United States that would bring down the United States. Do you have any comment on this?
You know, that's a reasonable presumption under the circumstances. Besides, yeah, I know Stan Johnson well. I used to lecture for
The space
and the bioelectronics for population control was one of the earliest lectures I gave for the Prophecy Club many years ago, along with the AIDS virus and this what I just mentioned regarding the risks to civilization of mutations. But this concept of the fall of America taking place in unprecedented ways and bizarre ways. I think what you're talking about, we need a coup. We absolutely need a coup. You can't depend on the voting system at this point. This whole operation has never been litigated, investigated, and basically the crime element suppressed. And because of that, again, there's no diagnosis. All of this issue, when they call it now and they're mentioning that on headline news, they're not really getting to the bottom of it. They're not getting to the bottom of two most important facts. One is the depopulation agenda that is advancing, directed by the banksters and the global industrialists that have one world order as objective. And the second issue is their the depopulation objective, and who the banksters are. You know, we're witnessing on television a Vanguard Group and BlackRock Group advertisements about how great they are for Americans. Meanwhile, that's just the opposite. Everything's twisted. In satanic sorcery, everything is flipped 180 degrees. And that's what we were getting. So to the extent that the Republicans, even the good guys currently in the House, Jim Jordan's, for example, they're not addressing the depopulation objective. They're not really addressing the treason against the great America state, the Republic, the Constitution. They're not addressing that. And they're not addressing the manner in which these viruses have been engineered. to accomplish the objective of gross depopulation. And this is beyond treasonous. This is satanic. It's satanic sorcery, and it's right out of the Bible, and we're living it. And it's got to be addressed in a one nation under God. You've got to get to God. You've got to go to God. You've got to, again, that's why I'm so in favor of 528, because that's the miracle frequency. We need a miracle to get us out of this mess. So basically, you know, I don't know. Stan Johnson's group have been very, very good at outputting prophecies. But this one is really up in the air for all of us. It's just like the Bible says, you know, lots of stuff is going to happen now, but we're not going to know the exact time.
Okay, John, we need to move on. We do thank you for your call. Our next caller is Daryl in Canada. Good morning, Daryl.
Good morning. I'd like to ask the doctor, I saw an article, three days ago on Natural News about fasting can help detox you from the spike protein. But the spike protein, it might help temporarily, I think, but you know, you can't shut that factory off that the shot gave you, right? But so it's like a 72-hour fast. I mean, that's pretty amazing, though, because I think that, in my estimation, I do intermittent fasts every day, and 2 days a week for about 6 months, I do a 42-hour fast twice a week. So it's not easy, but I'm in a tremendous health. But I would say about one out of every, I don't know, 1 in 100 people can do a 24-hour fast. 1 in 1,000 people can do like the two fasts that I do, 42. And I'd say about 1 in 10,000 people could probably do a 72-hour fast. Not many people can do it. A lot of people think they have willpower, but that if you talk to somebody who's got willpower or think they do, that's the ultimate test. Do a fast. So I'm wondering what the doctor thinks, because when you do a fast of any length, you detox your body. It's just the greatest thing you can actually do for your body. Some people think, oh, that's terrible. That's not good for you. It's exactly the opposite, in my opinion, but I'd like to hear the doctor's opinion on fasting and possibly this 72-hour fast to temporarily help you detox from spike protein.
Well, that's something that I haven't heard of, the specific elimination of spike protein antigen via a fast. My concern is that how the antigen got in the body through the vaccinations carries with it the graphene bioelectronic component, which the antidote for that is in a product called Zeolove that I produced many years ago that has humic acid and humus. It's basically a soil-based multi-mineral supplement, and that is what the Chinese government says is the antidote. That's that the word antidote is in the scientific literature, and that is interesting. The fast that you're talking about, I do recommend Zeolove even with fasting. But if you want to have the simplest, most inexpensive fast, and I'm completely on board with what's called the Stanley Burroughs Master Cleanse. It's cayenne pepper spike lemonade. And ideally it's made with cane, that fresh squeezed cane juice that comes out green, the greatest cane juice, which is used in India to eliminate diabetes. It's incredible. It's not a normal sugar. The sweet cane juice comes out green. That's 528 nanometers. That's chlorophyll. And so the fast that I recommend typically for at least 3 to 9 days is the Stanley Burroughs Master Cleanse fast. And I actually did that. I followed a 9-day fast. This was many years ago. Followed a 9-day Stanley Burroughs Master Cleanse fast. And I then went on to what's called a Daniel fast, where just fruit juices, water. And make sure when you're fasting that you're drinking a lot of good, pure, ideally drinking water, 80% of your water intake. And you should be drinking half of your body weight converted to ounces in good, pure water. But 80% of that should be the mineralized water that is spring water. Spring water, good spring water. Like Zephyr Hills is a good one. Poland Springs is a good one. Those waters have good mineral content in it. And if you're going to fast, you really should be fasting with good hydration, with mineralization. And then the 20% should be structured, in my opinion. Structured water is different. It's very pure, but it means it's structured. That means that the water molecule itself opens up, it bends. So you have H2O as a molecule, and it bends, it opens up, and it allows more of the nutrients into your body.
Hold on, doctor, we got a break. We got a cover and hold. We'll break back.
Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC. 417-932-6419.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113, drinksupertea.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
There's a point, 7,000 RPM, where everything fades. The machine becomes weightless, just disappears. And all that's left is a body moving through space and time. 7,000 RPM, that's where you meet it. You feel it coming, creeps up on you close in your ear. Ask you a question, the only question that matters. Who are you?
All right, we're back. Dr. Gross, go ahead and continue where we left off.
Yeah, I was mentioning structured water. Structured water holds memory of frequency, and it's the heart of your DNA. Your DNA receives and transmits the Holy Spirit power of love. Literally, the vibrations of God's come to your DNA, and it's held in storage there in what's called structured water. It's a unique type of water. That's why I recommend, for example, 528 Rejuvenate has that structured water. Dr. Lee Lorenzen was the first wonderful man to bring this structured water to the commercial markets. And I learned from him to produce it and how special it is. And so the concept of now having your DNA, which is an antenna, transmit the sound and light signals of the Holy Spirit, that is the law in your body. Know thyself. You mentioned that on your program, John. A lot of times you mention know yourself, know thyself. Important to love thyself as well, knowing what you are, knowing that you're a Holy Spirit-filled child of the Creator. Your temple, your body temple, via the DNA, and particularly the memory that holds the frequency of love, and it sends those signals out to all of your cells. In science, it's called cellular upregulation. Literally means that you're being remanifested in God's love every nano instant. And that shatters the medical paradigm, the medical pharmaceutical chemical paradigm, because we're not dealing with chemistry when you're dealing specifically with God. In fact, chemistry is all based on sacred geometry. It's sacred geometry, the way carbon six, for example, you're a carbon six being, that reflects the water molecule. The tetrahedron, double tetrahedron, comes together and forms the Star of David, the snowflake. All the snowflakes are six-sided. Your carbon six organic chemistry is six-sided because this is all reflective of what God's love in frequency resonant vibration. And it's a science called cymatics that studies the effects of sound on matter. And so literally, if you want to remanifest yourself, besides fasting, your fasting does terrific. If you well hydrated, fasts literally produce an increase in your energy and your Holy Spirit, which comes in and directs your DNA to follow the law. The DNA is based on the law, just like God's law.
Hold on, doctor. We got a break. We'll continue about the DNA discussion after the break. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.